Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In a little over 2 hours, the finale for the final time until the World Series, the New York Mets. The New York Yankees, the Subway Series. We'll get back to your calls. We'll check in on the Met lineup, the Yankee lineup. But it is a few minutes after 5 o'clock.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. I want to take this time to say happy anniversary, everybody. It's the one-year anniversary of Evan and Tiki as a show. One year ago today.
There you go.
We all got together. It feels like 10 years of marriage, but yes.
I thought we celebrated it yesterday. I remember saying it, and it was like we were doing the anniversary eve.
I feel like we did.
Yeah.
Today's the one-year anniversary.
Yes, but yesterday we got all the goodies from Crystal's at Hard Rock Cafe.
That's right. Well, and it was good, man.
Let's just enjoy the one-year anniversary. Cinco here. To me, my top five most memorable moments of the first year of Evan and Tiki.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
The afternoon following Aaron Rodgers making it just 4 plays, all of us stood in that office before we came on the air stunned that Evan wanted to start the show with the positivity of a Jets win and not the fact that Aaron Rodgers was lost for the year.
Incredible win. They won on a punt return walk-off.
Talk about missing the bigger picture.
No doubt.
That was
the most misleading open we had.
I was so fired up about the fact that we won. And I think looking back on it, a lot of it is the grieving process. Mm. You know, the grieving process is you don't fully understand that you're dead and your season is dead. So you try to rationalize. And I think that's exactly what happened on September 12th, 2023. The other thing I'll never forget about that day is I got a haircut that day. It was my final haircut before the Pete Alonso thing.
Oh, that's right.
And the guy at the barbershop would not shut up about Aaron Rodgers. And I was like, what are we doing here? I don't need to hear about this. I got to go talk about it on the air for 4.5 hours.
And you didn't. You talked about them beating
the
Bills.
That's not true. We did talk about it. That's ridiculous. That's a lie.
I'm not sure the gravity of it was fully addressed.
The first thing we talked about was Aaron Rodgers.
No, the fans wanted blood that day, and you and Joe were like, one of
them. No, because I was excited about the fact that they won. That's how I honestly felt. But to act like we didn't talk about it, you've already lied about number one.
Well, that was number five, but here we go.
Number five.
Number four.
Number four is the Commanders. Tiki walks out after a very irrational Joe Beningo takes an unfair shot at Tiki that he wasn't on top of a Jets game from the day before. I will never forget that moment.
The Commanders.
That was crazy. Yeah.
I walked out to the newsroom at Tiki signing 55 footballs. It was an unbelievable moment.
What I learned about Tiki is how forgiving he is, because you literally got over it in record time.
Yeah.
Like, you were genuinely pissed off, and I don't blame you.
Yeah, because he's trying to malign my preparedness.
No, I totally
get that. That's all I do for football is prepare.
I totally get that. I was just so surprised that within 5 minutes, you're I'm over.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
That's my bad.
You know I really don't care.
It's amazing.
Here we go.
Number three
is Zach Wilson shouldn't have gone apple picking. Selfishly, this is a me moment, but it was the only time this year our show made international news with how many people couldn't believe that we had a take on this show that a guy can't go away with his family.
I totally got why that was a national story. Mm. I was stunned that it got picked up in Japan. One kind of confused me.
That did confuse me as well, unless he's very popular in Japan.
Maybe.
I don't know if he is or not, but... Sean, good job.
Man. By the way, this year, Zach Wilson going to be praying people write about him going apple picking.
By the way, you were right.
Yeah.
And Number two.
I was. Number two is the Philly trip. And for me personally, I feel like this is when we truly became a show.
Toe cheeks.
The sweet fight. Lou Gower up in the last row with Evan.
Loogie.
Doing the show from the IP studios and closing it out with a Philadelphia elimination at the hands of a New York team.
Yeah, standing there watching all the 76. No, not even watching because they were gone before the game was over.
Yeah.
Watching all the New Yorkers. Some of whom we enticed to come down.
Yeah, I think we had a part in that.
Take it over.
Yep.
I think that's a part of why that is a special moment. Despite my dislike and hatred for the New York Knicks, I feel like we were responsible for about 15% of the Knicks fans that made the trip. We led them down to the city of Philadelphia, and while I may not have liked the result, it was a very special moment.
A lot of them joined you in the assembly room.
That's true. We took over the assembly room in Philly.
And me and Tiki took over short rib with mashed potatoes. Here we go.
Number one,
how could it not be? A day I was actually out for, I'll just leave it at this. Hey, dildo head.
Are you an adult or are you a child?
That's not... Hold on a second.
The most memorable moment is your words to Spike after you blew off work to attend the Mets home opening, which occurred, by the way, a day later due to rain. You said the words to a program director, hey, dildo.
Since when are you not at work today? We're adults here.
That's not number one?
No, I think, honestly, no. I'll tell you what's number one, and you didn't even put it on the list.
What?
Tiki saying to Saquon, he's dead to us.
Mm. Ooh, good one.
I mean, that's number one. Because that one still lives.
Good one.
And the other thing
soon
is...
Soon to be on t-shirts.
It's going to be on t-shirts. People are going to buy it. And I think it still bothers Saquon. I think it still affects him. So, and the other thing about that, which is just crazy, is that was another story that became like a national story, right? And the video that was used features me with a colored beard.
That's amazing. You're right. That's a good one.
I mean, that's number one. The argument would spike. Like, I'm not saying that is in top five. Maybe there's a bad Tiki moment that's in there. I probably would. So I disagree with like a part of your list.
Well, here we go, folks.
Are you bringing in a cake?
To celebrate our one-year anniversary, because I'm the only one that thinks of us, Tiki Barber has stated on the air he's never had Fudgy the Whale.
Right.
Here's our intern, Brandon, who's going to walk over Fudgy the Whale. Tiki, I want you to read what Carvel has wrote on the Fudgy the Whale cake for us.
Let me have this.
What does it say?
So the SNY can see it. It says, and I quote, eat me, Tiki Barber.
There it is. Happy one-year anniversary, guys.
Tiki, enjoy
your first Fudgy the Whale.
I will.
Eat me, Tiki Barber.
This is fantastic.
Wow.
Do I get to take the first bite?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, we got bowls coming through. We got a whole thing.
I'd say a fork.
I go with the tail. The tail is always
my
favorite part.
Why? Tail first, buddy.
The tail is surrounded by the crunchies the most. It has the cream. You're going to get the fudge on the top. And in between, Tiki, a nice perfect layer of vanilla, more crunchies, and more chocolate. Fudgy the Whale.
Good job, Sean.
All right, there you go.
That's a great job by you. Yeah, very
creative. I'm going to leave it there until the break, and then we'll eat it.
That's a great idea.
It is ice cream. It could slide. Be careful.
I love the fact that it says, eat me, Tiki Barber. That's my favorite part. I'm very impressed by Tiki, because last night after our radio show was over, we immediately went to Mr. Softy.
Uh-huh, and I crushed it.
I was surprised. I thought Tiki was going to be very like, I'm in great shape. I can't crush it.
No, I worked out specifically... Before I go to games, whatever game, like when we went to the Knicks game or the Nets game, I always know that I'm going to have a drink or two, and I'm going to eat bad food. So I tend to work out more on those days.
That's smart.
And so I worked out hard yesterday.
That's a great strategy.
Just so that I knew that I could eat whatever I want and have a beer if I wanted to.
And you did.
I did.
Now, there has been accusations made against me, and I want your independent opinion on it because it's very hurtful to my feelings. I am a diehard Mets fan. I host the Rico Bronya.
You do.
There'll be another Rico tonight, probably within 20 minutes of the game ending. Okay? I am being accused of being a bad Mets fan.
Why?
Because last night...
The emotional insurance thing?
Not even the emotional insurance. Okay. I think people are used to that with me.
Right.
I bet against my team because I love them so much. I ate Mr. Softy out of a Yankees helmet. And that is getting heavily criticized. I know Tommy has criticized me. I know that a lot of Met fans have said that that was the wrong thing to do.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
No, you got to be, like, when in Rome, right? You got to be courteous to the hosts, right? Some sit at my table. We may fight and kill each other afterwards. But come sit at my table and let's share a meal. Isn't that how they used to do it?
Yeah, I guess so.
In Elizabethan England?
I'm just, tell me.
I don't know. I'm just guessing that's how it went down. I'm watching Barbarians on Netflix right now. That's what they do.
But I wasn't doing it out of respect. I was doing it because I really wanted my ice cream. Mm-hmm. And there's more ice cream in a helmet than in a cup.
That's right.
So if I just took the cup, it would be less ice cream.
Okay, what did you do with the cup afterwards?
I put it on the ground and stomped on it.
And you left it there?
I left it there.
You did not take it home?
Did not take it home.
So neither one of your kids had the opportunity to say, Daddy, maybe we're going to be Yankee fans.
No.
So you left it there.
So then I did nothing wrong.
So you used it and abused it.
I used it and abused it.
Exactly. You got joy and then you let it go.
Yes.
Somebody wants to pick it up, that's fine. That's their sloppy seconds. But for you, you just used it and left it.
That's right.
That's perfect.
It's like a Saturday night when I'm 22 years old.
Why are you criticizing him for that, Tom?
Why are you criticizing me?
You sold your soul for some sprinkles and chocolate ice cream. That's what you did.
But what should have I done?
You should have not got... Well, let's take everybody. Let's peel
just
the curtain back.
Just because you didn't get one,
thank
Tommy.
Thank you, Tiki. Tiki was very kind, bought everybody ice cream.
That's not actually true, Loogie.
Evan did.
Right,
I tried to steal it from him, the buying, but...
We had like one of those fun contests where we each tried to pay, and I was just quicker.
So
that's all.
He's going to expense it. So the architect paid for ice cream for everybody here. Right. It's a work event. You can expense
it. I never expense stuff.
Well, here's the bottom line.
Stop trying to call me cheap when I'm not cheap.
All right. Well,
I mean, that's like the most offensive thing someone does. Like when you actually spend money and they're like, you're cheap. Like, I'm not cheap. I bought everybody ice cream and I got no regrets.
Can you take a joke, please?
And it was delicious, by the way.
What was that?
It was delicious.
Well, thank you.
And I got the swirl with the Yankee sprinkles.
The Yankee sprinkles.
Delicious.
See, I refuse the Yankee sprinkles. I said chocolate.
He did.
The guy says to me, do you want, I forget what the choices were, rainbow? Chocolate
no,
or
just
Yankee
chocolate,
sprinkles.
Chocolate or Yankee sprinkles. Sprinkles all the rainbows.
Okay, so I said, I am not taking Yankee sprinkles. And the guy laughed. He had a very good sense of humor about it.
Do you host the Homer Bush podcast? No, you host the Rico Bronya podcast. Okay. You have been called the Pied Piper of Met fans. You are Mr. Met around here, basically. And you ate friggin' ice cream out of a Yankee cup.
What was I supposed to do?
Not get it, or like you said, get it in a cone or something. Are you six? You ran out of the place yesterday getting your ice cream like you're a seven-year-old.
I was excited.
Yeah, but you're a grown adult. And Luigi, this is nothing
against ice cream.
Tiki, it's a Yankee helmet.
It doesn't matter.
It does for
cream.
Evan.
Why?
He'd lose that poll in a nanosecond that was a bad move by him.
It wasn't a bad move.
He picked ice cream over our freaking mess.
Okay, he just used the hat, but he ate the ice cream, and it was delicious. And he didn't get Yankee sprinkles. He got chocolate on chocolate, which is weird to me, but whatever. and he enjoyed it.
Too much chocolate?
Yes.
Would you do it out of a Knicks hat? You're a Yankee sympathizer.
Probably would, yeah. Like, honestly, if they had Mr. Softy, which I'm a huge fan of, I'm a big Mr. Softy guy. It's just who I am. If they served Mr. Softy at Madison Square Garden, where, yes, I am a season ticket holder, I think I would.
You're a turncoat. Yeah.
But do you think I'm a Nets turncoat, too?
Yeah. I think you have to stand your ground. There has to be some type of principles.
I'm not keeping it, though. It's not like I'm bringing it home and cleaning it. Like, when I go to City and I get a Mets helmet, I bring it home every time. They also have a home run apple. I bring it home every time. In this case, as Tiki said so eloquently, I used it and then I abused it. I threw it out. I had no use for it.
Because some people online were getting on me. They're like, well, there are no other options. Yeah, I get that, dummy. But how about standing your ground and saying no to ice cream?
What? Mm. Say no to ice cream?
But what if you really want ice cream?
Again, are we six?
It's like dessert.
Yeah. I'm
like
tired of people saying
a show well done.
Hold on, Teak. Hard Rock, they were great to us yesterday. They brought out a bunch of stuff. What was one of the things they brought out?
They brought an ice cream.
He already had ice cream.
He did not touch it.
I didn't touch it.
He didn't touch it.
And I don't want to look, the Hard Rock is
I
awesome.
I crushed everything in the Hard Rock.
Yes, you did.
Oh, we know that.
Me and Tiki tongue bathed that ice cream.
Tiki was going for thirds on that big pretzel.
I mean, no disrespect to the Hard Rock, because I really appreciate that they brought out the ice cream. I didn't touch it because I felt a loyalty to Mr. Softy.
But not the Mets.
It has nothing to do with the Mets.
You have more of a loyalty to Mr. Softy than the Mets.
No, it has nothing to do with Mr.
So do Mr. Softy Bible next for your next book. You have more loyalty. You just said it. You have more loyalty to Mr. Softy than the Mets.
But what do you want me to do? Literally not have ice cream because it comes in a Yankee helmet?
Yes.
That's insanity.
They offer a Mr. Softy plain cup there.
Yeah, but it's less ice cream.
I don't know that you could order two.
No, I don't. I think it is much. I think it's less ice cream.
And not only that,
the cup is standard. You have the same cup at every ice cream.
And I'll tell you something.
The helmet is just a little bigger. And if you really wanted to go big,
they had a giant helmet.
That guy ahead of us
is just kind of disgusting.
That's pig move by that
right.
guy.
Yeah, so
he wasn't sharing it. No, he was not. There was one spoon.
No, he only had one spoon. You're right. So you're right. I did look. He had one spoon.
It's legitimately a regular baseball helmet. Imagine this, folks. And you can do this at Yankee Stadium tonight if you're on your way. It's behind third base, right? It's the food court behind third base.
It's right behind section, right where we were
125.
Sitting. 125.
Yeah, 125, 126. There's a food court. And I guess to the left is where you can get the Mr. Softy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get ice cream in a cup. You can get it in a hat. And then they've got a real-sized helmet. And it is a massive amount of ice cream.
Right.
I got to tell you, I thought about it for like 10 seconds. I was like, can I handle this?
No, is, I'm on the Major Deegan by the fifth inning rushing home.
I think that has to be either a spring or early fall purchase.
What do you mean spring or early fall?
Because
what does that even mean?
It wasn't hot yesterday,
right?
But it was humid.
Yeah, it was good. It was melting quickly.
So the ice cream melted quickly.
Yeah.
Like real quickly. Unless you were smart on how you ate it, like myself. I dug a trench around the outside,
he's
so it melted inside the helmet. I'm just telling you, dude.
I know.
Sean was like, oh, this is killing me. It's like, had to go to the bathroom to clean himself
up. I needed a
shower. Right. So the big helmet on a hot or human day, forget it.
Look,
that thing will melt so fast, you'll be drinking it before
long. I suggested this yesterday, and I stand by this. We need an inventor to come up with a helmet that keeps the ice cream cold for a little bit of time, because the biggest problem you have night like tonight, it's going to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That ice cream is melting way too quick, and it causes a mess. Now, you had a great strategy, as you just pointed out, but for most of us sane folks, it's very, very difficult to not have chocolate or vanilla all over our face and all over our bodies. So we need to invent the helmet that keeps the ice cream relatively cold. By the way, do you want to hear the Mets lineup tonight?
Yes, let's hear it.
On that note, first of all, there is a Met health update that I do want to give. Good news around Christian Scott. Mm. He is not going to need Tommy John surgery. So they are going to use 2 weeks of rest, and then they hope he's going to be okay.
What is the diagnosis?
What was it? How they officially word it? Honestly,
I have it right here. DeComo says, good news for the Mets. Christian Scott will not require elbow surgery. He's going to go the rest and rehab route. That's all they're saying.
Yeah, so it's just the sore UCL, but it's not a torn UCL.
Got it.
So it's good news. He shut down for a few weeks. I'll tell you this right now, as a Met fan, I will have zero expectations for him the rest of the season. Mm. And I think what will be really interesting is how they handle the sixth spot in the rotation, because they are going to go with a sixth man. Kodai Senga is scheduled to come back on Friday. I am not a fan of Tyler McGill entering the rotation. He stinks. I'm not a fan of moving Jose Buto out of the bullpen, where he has served such a valuable role.
But he did start a game and actually pitched pretty well.
No, he's been great as a starter. It's actually not a knock on him. It's more he's so valuable out of the bullpen. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think about Adrian Hauser. Mm. I think about Joey Lucchesi. It's not a lot of great options.
No, it's not.
Do you want to go back to Tyler McGill? I think Tyler McGill's actually pitched well in AAA, but nevertheless, I'll spend more time on this on the Rico tonight. But anyhow, the Met lineup. Didn't I promise that? Oh, here it is. You ready? Francisco Lindor is leading off at shortstop. Brandon Nimmo batting second. JD 3. Pete Alonso 4. So you got your normal top 4. Mm-hmm. Mark Vientos 5. Jeff McNeil 6 in right field. Jose Iglesias 7 at second base. Francisco Alvarez back in the lineup catching down to the 8th spot. And Tyrone Taylor is batting 9th and playing center field. So no Harrison Bader tonight.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm not sure.
Didn't Bader take Garrett Cole deep a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I mean, what are the odds of that happening again?
Mm. I'm not saying they're high, but...
Bader homered twice in that game.
Both against Garrett Cole?
No, the other one was versus the bullpen late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the fact...
He didn't do anything yesterday, right?
Harrison Bader? Yeah, he got caught stealing.
I know that. It was a boneheaded steal attempt, but it was really actually just a good play by Clay Holmes. But
yeah, he reached on the DJ LeMahieu miscue.
But he didn't hurt himself, right?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
No, sounds like
he took it 0-for-4. He did ground out. He hit the ground ball to third base that DJ didn't make the play on.
Yeah.
So Tyrone Taylor is in the lineup. I got no problem with Iglesias at second, McNeil and right. That's what they should do every day. And remember this about the Mets with Garrett Cole. The Mets have performed very well against Garrett Cole. Very well. Garrett Cole's career ERA against the Mets is like over 5.5.
Yeah.
Are you afraid that I'm jinxing them, Lugie? Is that why you're freaking out?
No, I'm freaking out because I want to go to break because Fudgy is starting to slip like he's Humpty Dumpty and he's going to melt.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take a commercial break because Tommy Lugauer wants to shove Fudgy the whale down his throat.
And we actually have to take a commercial break because we are supposed to take a commercial break.
That's true. That's true.
Okay.
But we can't have Fudgy the whale sitting on the desk without SNY being able to see Fudgy the whale. So I have to prop it up.
Fair enough.
And now it's starting to slide.
One thing I did not see coming would be the New York Mets not just only being in a wild card spot today, which they are. The St. Louis Cardinals lost today to the Pittsburgh Pirates, which means the Mets are now tied with St. Louis for the second wild card spot. But because Atlanta lost today and the second game of their doubleheader has been postponed, so they're done going into Queens tomorrow night, the Atlanta Braves are 2 games ahead of the New York Mets for the top wild card spot. So the Mets will go into this monstrous 4-game series against Atlanta either a game and a half out or 2.5 out.
Yeah.
And the first wild card spot, I know this is still kind of weird, it's still relatively new, the first wild card spot means you have complete home field advantage in the wild card round. Now, I know that didn't help the Mets in 2022 when they had home field advantage in the wild card series, but that's where they are close to getting. Which is remarkable considering where they were not that long ago. And remarkable considering how good we all thought Atlanta was.
Yeah, I know. But then injuries have started to dominate their conversations over the last couple of weeks or so. And so it's plausible. Right? They fall. They keep falling.
Can you believe that?
I mean, yeah, it's baseball. It's what happens when you get hurt. That? But it's funny because it makes me think back to when the Mets were, I don't know, 4 games out. And all anybody would talk about was, yeah, but there's 7 teams between them.
Stupid argument.
It was just such a dumb argument because some teams eventually go through similar moments like the Mets did at the beginning of the year. They get on these negative runs and they can't find their way out of them, especially if you have injuries like the Braves do.
Well, not only that, if you get to 500 and above, which the Mets have been successfully able to do, they're 4 games above 500, which, if I'm not mistaken, is tied for their high watermark. I don't think they've been anywhere above that. So if they win tonight, they would actually get to their high watermark, which is 5 games above 500. But you knew if they got to 500, they'd be right there. And if they got above 500, they'd be right there. Now, I'm surprised that the Braves have struggled to this point where they could be that close to the first wild card spot. But, yeah, it was always crazy to think that there were too many teams to catch. And now the Mets need to sustain. And they've got a monstrous four-game series coming up against Atlanta. Tiebreak ramifications, standings ramifications. So it should be a very fun weekend at Citi Field, I would fully expect. And they've got some very cool giveaways coming up. Friday night is fireworks night. Mm. Tomorrow night, maybe the best giveaway of the year.
Which is?
Pickleball paddle.
That one's going to be huge.
That's a huge one.
It's going to be enormous.
So they got pickleball paddle on Thursday. They got fireworks on Friday. Saturday, you know what? I take it back. Saturday's the best giveaway of the year.
Which is?
Mercury Mets Mike Piazza jersey. The Mercury Mets. It's the team from the future back in 1998.
How many are they giving away?
Same crap. First 18,000 people. I'm literally getting there as the gates open. I'm not screwing around. Bring my whole family to that Saturday.
You really want this thing?
I want this thing. Plus, my sister is flying in from Florida and landing at LaGuardia at 1:30. So it's like, what are we going to do? I mean, we're right there at Citi Field. May as well just all go.
Is it her day with the cup?
Is it her day with the... Oh, that's right. I'm not going to hear the end of that. The Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. That's right. They do not like you, Sean.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I like
my
them.
Sister and Gavin, my nephew, not a fan of Sean.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, they think you're an arrogant, pompous ass.
Wow.
I think was the terms.
I mean, they got good judge of character.
I was going to say they're not wrong, but that doesn't mean they don't like me.
I'm just saying.
They haven't even met you yet.
By the way, we have breaking news. I told you this in February, but now it has been confirmed. Back in February, we told you about this story going on at the mayor's office, how they actually have a king of New York City that they don't talk about, and that Jalen Brunson was becoming the king of New York City. Mm-hmm. And obviously there were some straddlers who continue to argue Aaron Judge. In the last half hour at Yankee Stadium, Aaron Judge has officially handed over the mantle to Jalen Brunson as the king of New York City. Are you ready for this?
Hey, let's hear it.
Aaron Judge gifted Jalen Brunson a signed pair of cleats, and he wrote a message to him.
Mm.
Can't even make this up. The message that Aaron Judge wrote to Jalen Brunson.
King of the Hill.
Close. Quote, keep running the city. Aaron, you know, he's a noble man.
Hey,
another political resignation.
Concede gracefully.
Exactly.
Don't hang on for no reason.
That's right.
Just concede gracefully.
Are you saying this is Biden to Kamala? It's basically the same thing?
No, I'm just saying, just concede gracefully.
Well, Aaron did.
Be remembered for your great tenure.
And here's the truth. If Aaron Judge isn't taking a fastball right down the middle last night, maybe he doesn't write that message.
Mm.
But maybe striking out against Jake Diekman forced him to hand over the keys to Jalen Brunson.
Hit the walk-off game-winning home run.
I don't think he's writing that message if he hits a home
run. He's writing, you ain't got bleep on me, Aaron Judge.
Well, I do want to congratulate Jalen Brunson. He's at the game tonight. Are you nervous, Loogie, about this?
Am I nervous about this? Where are you going with this?
Jalen Brunson is clearly a guest of the New York Yankees.
Yes.
He's probably going to put some Yankee paraphernalia on. He may throw out the first pitch. He may be given the Yankee treatment. As a diehard Met fan who passionately despises the Yankees more than anybody I know, is this going to make you uncomfortable to see your hero, Jalen Brunson, embracing the New York Yankees?
So what you're saying is...
Whose side is he on?
Because I also saw a video...
We already know what side he's on.
Hold on. I also saw another video where he was hanging out...
Philly side.
He was hanging out with another MVP candidate in the Bronx, Francisco Lindor. So it is a political year. He's playing both sides here. We know Jalen, of course, is a Philly guy. So he obviously is a guest, but he was also hanging out with the Mets. So
if he's truly a Philly guy, he is an Eagle fan, we know he's going to side with the Yankees because of the divisional rivalry.
Ah, got it. What he's saying is Republicans and Democrats buy shoes. I mean, Mets and Yankees buy Knicks tickets, too.
That's why he's the king.
What he's saying. That's what he's saying.
He really is the king.
All right, I got it. Smart.
He knows how to play both sides. So if you're going to Yankee Stadium tonight, you will see your king, Jalen Brunson, in attendance. Let's get back to your calls. Tom is calling from Auburn, New York. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how are you guys doing? I love your show.
Thank you, man. What's up?
Appreciate it. What's up?
Stakey, I love you to death. I've been a Giant fan for years.
Oh, I appreciate that, dude. It's awesome.
Evan, yes. I agree with you about eating the ice cream out of the hat.
Thank you.
I've always said that I'm a diehard Giant fan, and I would definitely eat some delicious ice cream out of a Dallas Cowboy hat.
You see?
Because after I was finished with the ice cream, you know what I would drop into that hat.
I should have done that.
Nice, though.
I did not do that. I showed too much respect to the Yankees, and I gracefully placed the helmet on the ground and then accidentally stepped on it.
Mm.
That's how I handled it last night.
Nice.
Now, what I did when I was with
Did you step on it when Jeff McNeil hit the home run?
No, I just, it was like casually while I was scoring the game.
Got it. Because that's when you lost your phone, too.
Oh, yeah, I dropped my phone. I was so excited. I got up. I was so pumped up. My phone, like, flew all over the place. I was really into yesterday's game. And I'm into, like, every game I go to, but maybe not to that level. Mm. And I was thinking about it on the drive home. Like, what caused that? And I think what caused that is just the atmosphere of Met and Yankee fans being side by side.
And it felt not balanced because I think there were many more Yankee fans, but the Met fans were loud.
There was a great showing of Met fans.
It was a lot of Met jerseys when we were walking to our seats.
I
was shocked by it, actually.
I have been to, and I'd have to fact check myself on this, I think I've been to at least one Met Yankee game at Yankee Stadium every year it's ever happened. Like maybe there's a year or two I may have missed a game, mm-hmm. but I've been to at least one game. That was one of the best showings from Met fans I've ever seen. Hmm. Now think about that for a second.
I wonder why.
I don't know the answer because, I mean, they don't draw at Citi Field.
No.
So why show up to Yankee Stadium? They get 20,000 people in Citi Field.
Right.
So let's spend more money and go to Yankee Stadium.
I mean, maybe because we're not buying from the box office.
I was going to say, maybe tickets bought the last 2 weeks where you're just feeling yourself. Good vibes. You don't feel like there's a major risk of walking out of there disappointed.
Maybe. Armando's calling from Yonkers. Hey, Armando. Armando. Armando going once. Armando going twice. Armando, I apologize. Edwin is calling from the Bronx. Hey, Edwin.
Hey, guys. What's up?
All's good.
What's up, man?
What's happening?
I just wanted to say thank you. I met you guys both yesterday at the Hard Rock. We took a nice picture. Oh, I appreciate
it.
You guys.
Appreciate nice. You.
Good meeting
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, man. I'm glad we got that win. I told you I was going to call you because I'm a weird Jaguars fan from home.
I remember that. You said you wanted to call in and talk about how the Jaguars are going to win the Super Bowl.
No. I wanted to ask you and Tiki, what do you think the Jaguars need to do this season to win the Super Bowl?
I mean, their division.
I mean,
is
I
not,
think they have the pieces.
Well, the division is not daunting at all.
No, I mean, listen, how many wins did it take last year? It took nine wins to win the division.
Yeah, they kind of just by default won the division.
And don't
last
you think
year.
The Texans are taking a step back this year?
I don't know because I really love their quarterback, and I think he's only because we had two of their games.
Yeah,
and so you sit with him, and some young quarterbacks kind of just BS you. Like, he knows what he's talking about.
It's not even a knock on CJ. It's just more
the X's and O's of how he thinks. Show you that he's dialed in that work, but he's also a great leader.
Yeah.
So I think they really found something because the Carolina Panthers for some reason wanted Bryce Young. But what do the Jaguars got to do? First of all, they got to play great defense because in order to win in the AFC, you got to find a way to stop three of the best quarterbacks in the league, three of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
You know what they have to do? Not choke. Because last year, the Jacksonville Jaguars were on their way to winning the division. They were 8-3.
Yeah,
I mean, everything was clicking, and then they collapsed
down
the stretch.
But Trevor got hurt. Didn't he get hurt? Or
I think he only missed one game.
But he was banged up.
Right. He wasn't the same guy.
He didn't feel like the same guy. I think they lost some offensive linemen. But to me, it's they have to be elite defensively.
Mm.
And
they weren't last year. They're middle of the pack.
They're
going to
be good offensively. They have some good players. They drafted the kid Brian Thomas, the other LSU wide receiver in the 23rd pick, I think. Tommy and I looked at it yesterday. I think it's the 23rd pick. So they have some talent around him. ETN is still there. Trevor Lawrence should take another step forward. But to me, you just got to be great defensively because that's the only way you're winning in the AFC.
Let me make you excited for football. We're breaking down the Jaguars. A month and a half away before the football counts. And believe it or not, I think in like 6 days is the Hall of Fame game. Like the Hall of Fame game is almost here.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow. Yeah, because Ronnie's going to be there.
Do you guys get into the Hall of Fame game? Joe used to say this. He's so right.
It's so early. It's like a week into camp.
Yeah.
Or actually, those guys will it'll be 2 weeks from them because they went, whatever, 4 days ago or 5 days ago.
Non-alcoholic beer.
Not if you bet the under.
You really betting the freaking Hall of Fame game?
Of course I am. We got to get the season off to a good start.
You're a degenerate if you're doing that.
I don't think I've watched it ever, really.
That just shows
we played in it, but I don't think I've ever watched it.
Can you imagine a guy like Sean betting it?
No.
What are you doing?
No.
You just bet on the Yankees four times live in game.
But I did that because I'm so emotionally invested in the Mets that it's taking out emotional insurance. Like, you don't have to do it, but you have to understand why I do it. You're telling me that I don't even know who's playing in the Hall of Fame.
Unders hit 8 of the last 11 years.
I mean, are you listening to this?
Wow. How do you know this?
I work at BetQL. I do the trends. I'm into it.
You're into betting on the Hall of Fame game?
You can't make money in August and then expect to make it in September.
Mm-hmm. What does that even mean?
For somebody that loves betting, why were you so bad with picks last year? I mean, it was kind of pathetic, actually.
I finished second on the show last year.
Yeah, did you finish in first?
No. Okay, keep talking, big guy.
Well, I finished in first. I'm going to do it again.
Were you BetQL last year?
Yeah. I bow out during football season. You know, keep my focus here.
Let's go to Adam in Freeport. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how you doing, Evan?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the Freeport. I mean, sorry. The Yankees leadoff spot.
Yeah.
How the Dodgers, when Betts got hurt, they put Otani as a leadoff.
Yeah.
Then you got the Mets. They put Lindor as a leadoff, and they went off. How come they don't put Soto as a leadoff and the Yankees have a whole dynamic, go off like that?
You know what I would do? It's an interesting idea. We've talked about hitting Soto leadoff.
Didn't you suggest this to split them up?
I did. I suggested. I'll tell you what I suggest, and I'll tell you my new idea because I have a new idea. So it's completely changed now. evolution.
Well, I mean, you keep saying different things. Maybe Boone will hear it and say, okay, that sounds good.
Well, also the way things are patterned, like you start to think, oh, maybe this will work. So my idea in the past was lead Soto off, bet somebody second that you're trying to get hot, and have Aaron Judge batting third.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my new idea, and we've seen this before. I would lead off Aaron Judge. And I'll let that sink in for a second, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Okay. Let's say he led off today's game.
Okay.
Now, I have made this comment to you. Mendy has done it throughout this entire Subway Series, even going back to Queens. Aaron Judge has been on base 12 times.
Mm-hmm.
I think 12 of 15 plate appearances, he's been on base, which is an obscene number.
Right.
The Mets are not facing him. If in the bottom of the first inning, the Mets make a decision to not even face Aaron Judge, you have the leadoff man on with nobody out.
Yeah.
Your odds of scoring have increased greatly.
That's right. And the alternative is, well, damn, he's leading off. We actually had a pitch to him.
And then he hits a home run?
He hits a home run.
Right. So, if you decide to walk him, leadoff man on, nobody out. When the Mets faced Aaron Judge yesterday, I want to do this real quick so you understand. First inning, two outs, nobody on. Third inning, one out, nobody on. Fifth inning, two outs, nobody on. And then finally in the seventh, runner on second, one out. And then in the ninth inning, they decided to face him. You are more likely, not just the start of the game, you are more likely to come up in a situation where there's nobody out.
Mm-hmm.
And now you force a team to have to make a mathematically bad decision of putting a guy on
base.
And
by the way, that happened coincidentally, I think three times yesterday,
mm-hmm.
where the top of the lineup, or at least close to it, was coming up.
Yeah.
So it just happened that the top of the lineup was at the start of a lot of those
absolutely.
Innings.
Like, think about this. Like, yesterday's game, leading off the game, obviously, in the first inning. In the second inning, if he was leading off, it would have been two on and two out.
Mm-hmm.
Tricky spot.
Right.
In the fifth inning, it was leading off an inning. In the seventh inning, it was leading off an inning.
Yeah.
And in the ninth inning, it was leading off an inning.
Right.
I think, and I get it, that's unorthodox, but I am trying to maximize the greatness of Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
And I think leading him off does that.
In those situations, you would have had three times? Four times.
Mm-hmm.
Four times with him leading off an inning with no outs.
Yes. So that's what I would do. That's my new idea. I would lead off Aaron Judge.
I like that idea. And where's Soto go?
I'm going back and forth on it. I could just bat him second, just line him up 1-2, or I could do my initial idea and hit him third and have somebody else in that two-hole who's going to get a lot of pitches to hit.
Yeah, you worry about someone else not moving. Both those guys get on, and then they're dead.
Exactly.
They're dead on first and second.
You like that idea?
I do like that idea, actually.
Sometimes I got good ones.
I like that one better than Soto leading off.
Okay. Hey, listen, you hit some, you lose some.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.